July the 2nd, 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. PJ, your internet pastor. Well, you've read the introduction to what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to share with you an outline that I was given early this morning around 4:15, 4:30. Had a dream. Dreamed that I was in another city visiting a friend of mine. I was at his church, and I was standing up in one section of a room, attempting to find what I can share in my Bible to share with that church. And I overheard a conversation of two black ministers talking. And one black minister was sharing with the other one what he thought the problem was in the current day church situation today. And his friend asked him, well, what do you think is wrong? He says, well, I believe that not only our graduate schools, our pulpits, our Christian education departments, they do not have a sacred course to follow. And as I was standing at, away from them, really across the hall from them, and I heard them speaking. This was in a dream, like it was real. And when he said sacred course, my mind began to spin because I was at this church and I was looking for something to, in my dream, share with them. And I was immediately awoken by the thought of it. And I'm pausing like this because I'm trying to get the scenario right. Before I woke up, I find myself jotting down an outline the way I used to put sermons together. And I'd like to share with you what I wrote. It was early in the wee hours of the morning of July 2nd, 2021. I was awakened around 4:30 a.m. by a dream that I was in. I found myself in the midst of this dream. I was visiting another friend in another state, and I was asked to speak. But I had no outline with me. And it was a spur-of-the-moment kind of thing. Being an astute individual as I am, I understood that one never got behind the pulpit without being totally prepared in spirit as well as in mind. I overheard the two ministers speaking of a particular theological institution and how the school had lost its way. One of the ministers stated that the institution had no sacred course. Now, you know, at that point, my mind was grabbed because I believe that this country that I live in, the United States of America, has no sacred course. So, what I did is I immediately jumped out of bed, came in here to a dark studio, and started putting the outline together. There is no scripture title of it because I could think of no scripture. I don't need a scripture. This is not necessarily a Christian sermon. It is a human sermon. Tell me what you think of it later on. I was forming the outline. I felt a strong urge to put this online as soon as possible. The first question that I asked myself and the first point of my outline was, what is a sacred course? And I got up because when he made that statement, it rung deep down in my soul while I was asleep. This is amazing. So I asked the question, what is a sacred course? That's point number one. A under number one, a sacred course is a course that is driven by a particular hermeneutic. Now, you see, if you don't understand what the term hermeneutics implies, then any talk, lecture, sermon preached, you need a hermeneutic to guide you through it. What is a sacred course? All of the members of this particular course follow the same objective analysis. When you look at the spiritual fervor of a country, you would hope to think that everyone in that country is on some kind of course that is sacred, led by the divine in any kind of way. A sacred course is one that only operates when there is a guiding principle which drives the moment towards spiritual perfection. In other words, the course cannot be seen as sacred unless there is a divine principle keeping you connected to that course, which enables it to be sacred. What is a sacred course? It is a course that is guided by only one intention, and that one intention is God's well-being carried out in the lives of those that come under its influence while they investigate this sacred course. All this is flooding through my mind. I am reading from no outline. I have no commentaries in front of me. I'm speaking as I fluidly wrote it down. Indeed, it is a course that has been denied in most of America's pulpits within the last 20 years. Then I come down to part two of my outline. What is the determining factor that makes the course sacred? Because if it is a sacred course that one is to be on, who or what determines that? Well, God's blessed word does, but that has to be proclaimed from a heart that has been touched by God's Spirit, not by the spirit of the age, not by the opinion of the age, not by the individuals that may think that way. What are the determining factors? It's a conscience that is ready to take instruction directly from the heart of God for the sake of the people to whom that course has been delivered. All these fresh ideas popping up in my head, popping up in my head. I recall when I attended Talbot Theological Seminary and took homiletics, and my homiletic instructor told me, you don't need books and things open before you when you have sought the mind and the heart of God. They flow through you like a river. Now, the point is, if it doesn't come from the heart of God, then who's speaking? And why should anyone listen? Those are very important questions to ask. Another point that's very important here is there any other message that men and women in our country, America, specifically that I'm speaking about, needs to hear other than from a creator? Now, of course, if you're agnostic or atheistic, you don't believe in a divine creator. You believe that you are God. Let's come on down to point three of this very strange impression of thoughts that I had. what that course looks like when it is not sacred. Oh my God. I'm sorry. There's someone speaking in the background. I've got to raise my voice. I wish you would go to another portion. I'm doing a live webcast. Do you mind? No talking. Now, I hope you don't make me get up and put him out. I'm sorry for the outburst, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm not going to stop this discourse because of ignorance. Leave the room. You know, you try to ask people nicely, and they just disregard it because there's no sacred course, you see? When you're doing something important for God and for people, you don't allow interruptions. That's what's the matter with the society that we live in. They don't take anything serious. And so anything that's done is just a figment of your freaked up imagination. Not in this case. God reigns in this house and in my heart and in my head. Nobody else's dialogue means I don't want to curse over this microphone. Now, let me get back to the point where I was. Come down to point number three. Let's review for those of you that know how to do review. What is a sacred course? I've told you. Secondly, what is the determining factor that makes the course sacred? See what I'm talking about? Thirdly, what that course looks like when it's not sacred. Now, this is where I want you, the listener, to chide in to this and to apply this to you. And for those of you that haven't gotten over my outburst, you have to know me. God is first in my life. I'm not like some bootleg-ass preacher trying to get money. We are living in perilous times. You're not even looking at the news, looking at the weather. What? Let's go to point number three. What that course looks like when it's not sacred. Well, point A, take a look at the American churches today. That's what it looks like. A smorgasbord of ignorance, stupidity, and chaos, the American church. Secondly, I want you to compare the appearance of Germany's church in the late 30s and through 45 when they were knocked off their legs, and then look at where America is today. And if you don't see the comparison or the likelihood of the same, you are blinder than I thought you were. Thirdly, we have more of a temperament for fun and entertainment in this country. I heard the president say this morning, enjoy the 4th of July weekend, hot dogs, hamburgers, and having fun in the backyard. That's not a sacred course. That's oblivion. With race hate, with lacking individuals to want to build anything, with people believing that a loved one can still be alive when a building has crushed their skeletal thing to pieces. Come on. Come on. What does it look like when there is no sacred course? Happiness appears to be the aim or the objective of many today, instead of being serious. If I couldn't sleep at 4:30 and had to get up because the same Spirit of God that anointed me back in 67 and then again in 82 and is still waking me up in 2021, having me outline lectures that can help humanity to put it up on my website. There's something wrong in our country. Compromise would be an easy term today because it's easy to compromise yourselves. There's not too much left for us to compromise in this country. We have compromised most of our living situations into chaos. It leads nowhere. It goes nowhere. The bar or the standard of measurement has been thrown completely out, and public opinion has become the reigning juxtaposition in this country. We think that way. We maneuver in a way that is chaos. Fourth point of this waking me up at 4:30 in the morning outline. All these things, man, I got up immediately, ran in this office, and had to type it down before it left my head. This is the way I think when I sleep. For those of you that think old people, all right, see, I don't have dementia or Alzheimer's. I don't have that. I know what I have to do. And listen, I'm going to say it. For those of you youngsters that come to my website and think you're preachers, you're not preachers unless you do it like this. You get up thinking about the perilous situation that you find yourself in. And you don't try to figure it out with government money. You don't try to figure it out with the power of a man's bumper jack. Point number four. What must we do to get back on track? Now, since I said you've been raging in this juxtaposition of foolishness for the past 40 years in this country, me personally, I don't think that there's a way for you to get back on track. Now, I believe that it's too late, baby. It's far too late. But let me answer the question. What must we do to get back on track? Well, A, that I put down, is find the old path. Now, some of you may be having the hiccups right now because you don't know what the old path is. Well, I define it. Because I am a supreme exegete. I don't give you half of a statement. I give you all of the statement. Find the old path that has been successful in the past in producing a greater harvest. Listen to me. Find a path that is successful in producing a greater harvest than you're looking at. Look at our country. Look at our communities. Look at our relationship amongst us as a people. It is chaotic. Secondly, admit with a loud voice that each of us in some way has contributed to the dismay that we now find ourselves in. Because if you don't do that, what you're going to do is you're going to try to blame others. You're going to try to scapegoat the problem, and you're going to start arguing like a Hostess Twinkie with no white goo in the middle. Yeah. Thirdly, have the courage to take a stand for what you know in your heart is right for, first of all, yourself. Because, see, you can listen to me and you can say, well, John, I don't believe in you. I don't want you to believe in me. I never wanted you to believe in me. If your life is shipwrecked, see, my life is not shipwrecked. I've never been on a shipwreck. I love to watch movies about it. I would have loved to have been on the Titanic, but they would have had me on the bottom deck and I would have drowned immediately. Hopefully I would have talked my way up to the main deck and teach myself how to swim. But be honest about you. be honest about yourself and the community in which you live. Where is it headed? Where is it going? I have to ask this question. Where is the African-American community headed towards in the community that I live in? Does anyone care? Most people don't. That's all right. Because you know what? You don't have a sacred course. And when you don't have a sacred course, the course that you're on is going to lead to destruction. Now, in conclusion, I want you to apply your human understanding in order to realize that every generation has its own particular problems. Here we are in 2021. Just got over COVID. A third group of this mess is coming out. When we thought that we had it licked, more of it is coming. Have you had your shots yet? Are you still playing the game? And you know what? You can stop with this 666 end of the world stuff. Look, you can go there if you want. If you're living in this society amongst human beings, it is expected that each of us play their part in doing the thing that is absolutely correct. Now, when rightly assessed, when you really look at the course that you're on and analyze it in its proper context, you can assess the solutions and they will flourish in your mind. Every course has an end, and the one that we're in now has an end. But where do you think this nation is headed? It's headed towards chaos unless something is done immediately. With the global warming, with the other things that is happening in this country, with the disposition and attitude that we have towards our fellow citizens, we cannot survive as a community. And would it not be reasonable to allow nature, which is guided by a power far more powerful than anything else, to show us the way? I think that that is what we are looking at. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to apply this very short and concise outline to your thoughts, or you can ignore them. Now, I'm going to let you hear what I do, because he's on the phone. Watch this. Listen.
Whisper, damn it. Whisper. I hang that thing up.
We live in a day and age when this generation of vipers do not know how to follow orders. Because in this world that we live in, they think that there is no one in charge. And I'm asking those of you that are listening to me to do something. Make a difference in your environment by becoming a leader. Listen to yesterday's webcast and you will find out what a leader is, and to know that instead of you losing your mind or your emotions, concentrate on what's important. And during that level of concentration in which you have systematically thought everything through and applied it into your life. Execute it. See, that's another thing that America doesn't do. They don't execute anything. They institute. Wait a minute. Look here. And let me talk about it a little bit. And I'm not trying to justify anybody's actions in any way that is wrong, because that is not my point of view. That is not my purpose to do this. But I'm bringing up Bill Cosby for a reason. Now, if you know anything, and you know what? Hollywood. I live in this region of the country. And I want to tell you, Someone told me years ago, they live back east, and they told me that if the divine ever reached an aptitude of total anxiety and anger, that he'd break California off and sink it in the Pacific Ocean. Right. Hollywood is not where we get our cues from. If you are going to live in a society, and I'm speaking to those of you that have been listening to me for years and have continued to breathe and live and try to get through this peculiar, these environs that we're living in, because people don't think rational these days. They don't think rational. They're thinking irrational. See, I want you to think independent of every and anybody else. If I had this experience early this morning at 4:30, and I know that there's going to be more of these things that I have, and if I do not set forth to do or to say what I have to do and say, in that ancient text that Jeremiah wrote, you know, it'll be hell to my account. And the same is very true for you. Thank you for coming to my website. It's only been about a 30-minute piece, and I apologize for the interruptions, but when I want complete silence in my house, damn it, I mean complete silence. The only thing that you people should hear are my thoughts coming into your head, and so that you can analyze it. That is how wisdom is passed on to other people. Not when they hear the ramblings of nonsense in the background. Thank you for coming to my website and participating in this wonderful experience called life.